More than 750 voters filled the gymnasium at the Mount Greylock Regional High School on Wednesday, with many expecting to vote on articles that would determine the future use for properties currently under conservation restriction. One article was included as the result of a citizen's petition, which sought to place a permanent restriction on the 30.5-acre parcel of land known as the Lowry property and a nearby 140-acre parcel known as the Burbank property. Another article would have opened up one-third of the Lowry property for development for construction of a future affordable housing complex. Williamstown has yet to accept a $6 million FEMA grant to purchase the Spruces Mobile Home Park from current owners Morgan Management, relocate residents, and construct affordable housing elsewhere in town. The Spruces sits on a floodplain, and most of the homes in the park were destroyed by flooding associated with Tropical Storm Irene in 2011. At the meeting, the town's select board, Conservation Commission, and Affordable Housing Trust all supported a motion to table all of the articles up for vote. They said that any votes on the articles presented would be premature. The motion to take no action on the articles was overwhelmingly supported, with 555 voting yes and 172 voting no. Stan Parsi is chair of the Affordable Housing Trust.
We have a very, very complicated issue, and we just haven't had enough time to work through it. So the feeling was that making a decision today was premature.
Many of those who had submitted comments before the motion to table the articles was approved had said that the conflict surrounding affordable housing in Williamstown had been divisive among town residents. Stan Parsi said that while the issues will be revisited in the future, town residents and town government will have the benefit of becoming more informed on locations suitable for affordable housing.
People at the end of the day still may have different feelings and different preferences as to how we address the problem, but at least we will all have the benefit of having our opinions based on better information. That's what we're trying to accomplish.
But Ken Switek of the Friends of Williamstown Conservation Lands, a group that had supported the article to place the Lowry and Burbank properties into permanent conservation restriction, said he was disappointed that the voters chose not to take action at the meeting.
It was disappointing because people worked very hard. You know, people talk about, well, the time needed. And, you know, we were pretty confident that we had a lot of the reasons why the Lowry conservation property could not be developed.
Switek had also pushed for a plan that the town reject the FEMA grant to purchase the park and relocate the Spruces residents, and instead the town provide funding to the Spruces residents themselves to purchase the park and find a way to control the flooding issues.
These people are going to have to still live there at the Spruces for 24 to 48 months. So it's the humane thing to do would be to help these water problems now. You have to do it anyway.
And Peter Follin, town manager of Williamstown, said that although the town hasn't yet accepted the FEMA grant, he warned that the clock is ticking.
The FEMA grant has a three-year time limit to completion on it. We haven't started yet, but FEMA and MEMA will begin to get impatient and want us to get started. We've got a lot of work to do with Morgan Management and with the Massachusetts Attorney General's office to make sure that the rights of the Spruces residents are protected. We have a lot of work to do in a very short period of time, and we need to get after it real soon.
Follin said that the town will presumably begin the process to study all available options for new affordable housing in the near future. However, the affordable housing issues in Williamstown are far from being solved. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.